Blog Talk Radio.
Weakness, he may be deep in it. I be lying through my teeth to say I don't resent it. Even as I write these lines, I'm close to tears. Body ain't been working right for 7 years. Miss me with that, keep your chin up, try to smile. Bro, I'm 26, I should feel better by a mile. Keep all your anecdotes and cute quotes. I'll pass on cliches for true hopes.
Feel torn where my crown was. I'll be weak. I'm alive from the dust until dawn, yeah. I'll survive, cause I got sweet victory. Nobody can take it from me. Sweet victory. Cause I got sweet victory, yeah.
Toast to the king. Cheers to the center. Feeling good, we gon' make it to the finish, yeah.
Sweet victory.
You hear me? Yeah, we still running, even though we living. Yeah,
sweet victory.
Cause we win it. Yeah, you know we win it. Even though we win it, we still in it. Yeah,
sweet victory.
Cause we win it. Yeah, you know we win it. Now we living.
Sweet victory.
They see me on the stage. They like that boy, the man. They hear play on them songs. They clapping in the stands. They like, I bet you got a lot of this stuff from rubber bands. So when I say it's been a hard few years, they think I'm playing. Y'all don't know my life, boy. Y'all don't know my life, boy. Y'all don't know what it's been like on my wife. Don't know my fight, boy. Been in a princess. Then he's trying to bite my phone. And when I couldn't fight no more, he rolled me out. He rolled me out. I know I can't bear that. I
feel torn where my crown was. I'll be weak, but I'm alive from the dust until dawn. Yeah, I'll survive.
Cheers to the ceiling, feeling good, we gon' make it to the finish.
Sweet victory!
You hear me? Holly if you feel me. We still running even though we limping.
Sweet victory!
Cause we winning. Yeah, you know we winning. Even though we winning, we still in it.
Sweet victory!
Cause we winning. Yeah, you know we winning, now we living.
Sweet victory! Yeah!
They like, I hear you talking ways, but I see your losses. You celebrating crowns, but I see your crosses. That's the paradox that don't fit in your merit back. You might not understand it, you out in this parasite. The victor ain't the one that's winning, seven innings. Trophies don't go to the ones that got a good beginning. When I say I win, I'm gonna say I'm in. I mean that day when the great God fade out then. I'm gonna come to rain with him.
You know.
Yeah.
That was Tripp Lee with Sweet Victory. That's what we have in this life, sweet victory, no matter what situations come, we still have sweet victory. Sweet victory. Good morning, my family, friends, and guests. This is Renewed Radio. I am your host, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P, here on Renewed Radio this morning. Just here to encourage you and listen to some great music while you're eating your bacon and eggs, or while you're eating your sausage, while you're chilling in your home. Look, do me a favor. If you're listening via Facebook or any other internet source, why don't you just take a minute and email or Facebook your other friends. Tell them to tune in to Renewed Radio. We got some good music going on for them right now. Up next, we got Britt Nicole with All This Time. When we get back, we're going to have some great conversation and more great music from Renewed Radio. Check out Britt Nicole with All This Time. Another beautiful day that the Lord has made. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing us to wake up this morning, listen to some great music, have some fun and fellowship. Look, man, I'm just thinking about something that I was reading yesterday, and it was the subject title was Never, Never Quit. I don't know what you're going through in your life currently. I don't know any obstacles that you may be facing, but it just led on my heart to just briefly talk about this. And the word Proverbs 16:3 says, commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. So true success only comes from Jesus. It's not in money. It's not in fame. It's not in careers. It's success, because success in Jesus. And success, true success, my definition, is defined by all areas that have completely been achieved to their maximum potential. And you can't achieve all areas to your maximum potential without the Lord. So whatever you're going through, this is not a motivational speech. This is a transformation speech. And saying that, it's going to take you to obtain something in order to achieve it. And so I'm talking to believers and non-believers. Whatever you're going through, never quit. Never stop. Never give up, because you are more than what you see. You're not defined by your career. You're defined by who God says you are. And non-believers, check it out. I was a non-believer too. Try Jesus for 30 days and see will he not change your life. Go open. Go open. Expect him to change your life. I just want you to try it. Even if you've been church hurt, even if you tried them and you said, well, it didn't work, give your best this time and try Jesus. But remember to never quit. And believers, if you've been praying, if you've been fasting, if you've been saying, Lord, you know, I'm doing the things that you tell me to do, but it's getting rough. That's only a test for you. It's only a test, because things in life don't come easy, because the Lord knows that you cannot endure those things. Because the word says he will not put more on us than we can bear. So you can bear those things. Your flesh is weak, but you can bear those things, because if you couldn't bear those things, God would not allow you to go through them. Because he already knows what you're going to go through before you go through it. So continue to hold on to the word. Don't give up. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean to your own understanding. For if you acknowledge him in all your ways, he will direct your path. That's one thing before I even came to Christ. My mother used to tell me while she was cooking those sausage and eggs mixed together, baking the eggs. Back in the day, she used to read that scripture over and over and over again. And when I came to college at UNCG up here in Greensboro, I finally grasped it and obtained it and used it, and it was true in my life. So never, never quit. Never quit. A quitter fails. But to be defeated, you have another chance to move forward if you don't quit. Don't quit. A quitter doesn't get the opportunity to see success because they quit, obviously. If you've been defeated, but you keep moving forward, you got a couple bumps and bruises and scars, you still have an opportunity to see success because of the fact that you didn't keep moving forward. And success is only in Jesus Christ. So we're going to take a break. When we get back, we got more music, more conversation. Look, if you want to call in and talk to your boy Sam P, The number is 917-889-7068. This is Shalita Mason with I Shall Not Be Moved. Situation, whatever you're going through right now, don't be moved by your situation. Don't be moved by what you see. If it's been years and you see nothing is happening in your life, you see it's the same thing over and over again. Do not be moved. But just the real concept, in order for you not to be moved, you have to have a solid foundation. You know, when a house is built, if a storm comes, then if the storm is strong and the foundation is soft, then the house is going to fall down. But if the house is built on a solid foundation and a storm comes, it doesn't matter how hard the storm is. It doesn't matter how strong it is. That house will stand. And that was an analogy that was brought up even in the Word. The man who built his house on the rock and the man who built his house on the sand. A song goes like this. I think my mother used to sing, on Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. So the rock is Jesus. The rock is Jesus. Try Jesus. Matter of fact, try Jesus today. Try Jesus today. Let your first step to be to listen to some gospel music and just open up your word and ask God these simple questions. Hey, God, I've never experienced you before, but I'm really serious about experiencing you. Can you show me who you really are if you really exist? And he will change your life. He changed my life from smoking, drinking, alcohol. And you might say, oh, well, I can just stop doing that. And I ain't never smoked. I ain't never drank. I don't have to do that. But we are all born with a flawed lens. When we are born into this world, we're all born into sin. So it doesn't matter if you didn't do the same thing I did. Why don't you give God a try? Why don't you give Jesus Christ a try? Because in the name of Jesus, there's freedom. You'll feel more peace, even when peace ain't going on around you. So we're going to go to the last 1 minute and check out a caller. Caller, you are on the line. Hello?
Caller? Hello?
Caller, how you doing?
Hello? Fine, how are you?
Hey, how you doing? You're on the line. Welcome to Renew Radio. Who is this?
Thank you. Good morning. This is Michelle.
Michelle? I got a sister,
sister
named Michelle. This ain't Michelle from Middlesex, North Carolina. Shout out to
Michelle.
North Carolina, all my people. Shout out to my boy, Weasel,
yes.
And TP. Shout out to Miss Scarborough. Shout out to Michelle and Bill. Shout out to Mr. Bobby. All of y'all, all my family. I love you. How y'all doing this morning?
Doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Doing great.
Good. Yeah. We just thought we'd tune in down here and get fed this morning.
Well, thank you so very much for your support. You know, it's always good when family supports you. Just because of your family don't mean they're going to support you. Oh, okay.
Amen.
I'm not going to do it.
Right. That's
but
true.
Thank you for tuning in. I hope you're enjoying the music. And I got something for you in a few minutes. All right, Michelle? I got one of your songs for you.
Okay. I'll be right here. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. So we're winding down. And so we're going to go to our next song, dedicated to my sister Michelle, Brooke Smith, and also my wife Aria, with my boy Doddering, featuring G-Top, called Baby Steps.
D.O.C. G-Top. What's up, man?
I take my life one step at a time.
Baby steps is what it take, yeah, that's fine.
Got coffee, walk, taking all this info in.
Related to my personal life.
Gotta fill up with all of the scriptures so I can come by and give to y'all. If I don't, all I would preach is false, and that's not all.
I'd be making a mockery out of the gospel.
And if I did that, how could I help lost souls?
That's what the Bible's for, ain't it?
Yup.
So God made it possible to believe in the strength that God has made.
When the day turns to light, then you'll see.
Next step is to God.
Thank you, Christ, for God and man.
I take my life one scripture at a time. First give glory to the man on high. Having you is so divine.
Baby steps, baby steps, baby steps, all baby steps. Baby steps. Baby steps, all baby steps.
Communication is the key to all relationships that don't exclude God. Let's take it back to the basics. I done made it this far on my journey and I'm thankful, Lord.
Sometimes my prayer life is lacking.
Feels like the world on my back is just cracking.
Have patience, Lord. I'm trying to better myself so I can make it. I'm not forsaken. Even when I'm on the go, you have your ways to let me know that you want to have a talking relationship.
Just wait a minute. Slow down. Let me take care of you now. And don't fret. Let me handle your problems, cause you know I can solve them.
I know, Lord, I'm perfectly flawed, and I try to follow you every time you call. But with all that's around telling me not to, they won't prevail because I follow the Father.
Follow the Father.
And your love is much louder.
And your love is much louder.
And the world just shattered.
And the world just shattered.
I take my life one scripture at a time.
Yeah.
First give glory to the man on high.
I'm my boy Doc here featuring D-Top. We are winding down. Thank you all for tuning in to Renew Radio. Check us out on Saturday at 6 p.m., not 8 p.m. We're changing our time. Thank you. One love to everyone.